family, welcome back to the Gardenix Podcast. I'm your host, Apollo Reed, and I'm here with nobody but myself. They left me here hanging today. Unfortunately, these things happen. I'm a mess here. I got everything here. Anyway, Knicks here. After the Knicks lose to the Heat, 109 and 101, unfortunately. very simple loss. Very, very simple loss. I don't want to start out by saying I don't want to do it. You know what I'm saying? It's very frustrating to watch certain people on this team get away with just not playing like with the same amount of effort as other people. And that shit is just frustrating. It's so frustrating. But the Miami Heat are the better team. We said it the last series when we played the Cleveland Cavaliers. He said just because you have the better players on your team does not mean that that's the better team. Now, if you look at our roster, we do have better players than Miami Heat. I don't know why people, you know, can't see that. We do have better players, but this, especially if you look at the guys that are out, active players, Tyler Herro's out, you know what I mean? Like, active guys. They're just outplaying us. That's effort. I can't even be mad anymore because I get mad when I can't figure out why. But when I know why, it's just like, all right, you're just looking silly out there. Certain guys just need to sit. You got to bring that damn effort every single night. You know what I mean? Now, I get it. They are playing on the road. But this is every single play with Miami. Every single play with Miami counts. You can't sit there and have a play where you're scoring. So, you have the energy. And, you know, that goes away when you start missing shots. That can't happen. That doesn't happen with Miami, and that's why they win games like this. You know what I mean? Because they don't care about the missed shots. They forget about those. On the other hand, we got the team where we miss shots, and then we hang in our heads, we getting down the court, we're not playing defense. And by the time we look up, they got 3-4 guys down the court. Come on, what can you do with that? That's poor basketball. Tom Thibodeau really needs to get a rein in on the lineups in certain situations, and certain guys just don't need to be out there. One of those guys, Julius Randle, man, like, I'm sorry, like, he did give us some offensive things, but it's just what he gives up on the defense is just so terrible. I rarely say, oh, good job defensively, Julius. I don't see it. It's like, I don't know. It's just, you know, I hope the front office sees what the rest of us are seeing. You know what I'm saying? I really hope the front office sees what the rest of us are seeing. We simply got out-rebounded and we turned over the ball too much. If you look at every other stat, we evened up well. If not, we played better than them. But you can't have turnovers and giving up all of these offensive rebounds in an 8-point loss. 8-point loss. And I think they grabbed 7 offensive rebounds in the fourth quarter. 7 they grabbed. Come on, man. Like, that can't happen. That's just effort. You know what I mean? Like, and I guarantee you, first of all, this game, we were down at points where we shouldn't have been in this game at all. The fact that we were still in this game at the end says a lot. But there's certain plays and certain guys that you just let things happen. I don't care if you got to take a foul. I don't care if you got to give up the last bit of turbo that you got. Bro, like, this is the playoffs. There's no tomorrow. There's no, all right, man, 82-game season. Nah, you don't know how long the season's going to be once you cross into the playoffs. So, I don't know. The front office got some work to do. I can't see them just running it back and thinking they're going to get a different outcome with this team. Now, the series isn't over. I think we can still rebound, but I think it's the writing's on the wall. It's just me, if I'm being honest. Miami just out-hustles us every single play. Until I see us do that, now playing at home might do it for us. We might get another game out of it. You know, we might push it to six games. But, bruh, it's not going to happen if these guys are going to bring it every single play. They got guys off the bench who you just don't even know. One of these guys I didn't see to the playoffs. What's his name? I got to find his name now. I did not see him play his entire season until the playoffs. Haywood Highsmith. Who the hell is that? Haywood Highsmith? I didn't see him all year. Getting minutes in the playoffs. Valuable. Plus four from the field. It's like this guy, Eric Spoelstra, is like the G League whisperer or some shit. Like, what the hell's going on? Like, sometimes I really don't understand it. I really don't understand it, yo. He's like the G League whisperer. Who is Haywood Highsmith? I did not see him all year. I'm sure somebody's going to be like, yeah, he played all year. You didn't hear about Haywood Highsmith until the playoffs, bro. I'm sorry. Personally, I just think it's effort, man. He makes these guys hustle. I don't know how he can do it. Eric Spoelstra is the sneakiest little motherfucking coach in the league, bro. I don't know how he does it every year. Every year. Now, last year they did, you know, they stumbled. But, you know, look at them. Look at these guys. And it's just, to me, I just feel like if we don't, like, you know, shore up on the things that, let's get some stats up here. Because my thing is, I don't want you guys looking at my pretty face this entire time. I'm just kidding. It's not that. Anyway, so, like, okay. Let's just do it. Because I'm, you know, I don't have much time. I got surgery in the morning. Why am I here? I can't even eat anything after this. I can't even eat anything. I just got sad. I gotta be there at 5 a.m. Anyway, what am I talking about? RJ Barrett, 9-16. You know, it's not perfect. The kid's not perfect, but he shows the hell up, man. The effort's there. He makes some silly mistakes sometimes. But shout out to RJ Barrett for playing some pretty good defense tonight for the most part and getting zero personal fouls. Zero. You heard that right. He didn't foul anybody all night long. 24 points, 4 rebounds, 3 assists. 3 of 5 from the 3-point line. 9 of 16 from the field. He's doing everything we ask him to do all year long. Play good defense. Shoot the ball well from 3. Made all his free throws and shoot efficiently. He's doing what we need him to do, but it's not good enough. Julius Randle, this is where it gets crazy. So he fouls out tonight, six fouls. He and Josh Hart. 20 points, 9 rebounds, 3 assists, 8 of 13 from the field, 1 of 4 from 3. 3 of 5 from the free throw line. Julius Randle, in my opinion, 6 turnovers. Julius Randle, I can't believe I skipped over that damn number. Julius Randle, RJ had 3, but Julius had freaking 6 turnovers. I don't even know what I was going to say about Julius Randle. He's one of the most frustrating players I've ever heard. He was borderline unplayable tonight for certain parts of the game. Now, there was also certain parts of the game where he was giving us something offensively and great, but then you turn around on the other end and there's no effort. The franchise is really gonna have to make some decisions going forward. You can't have the thing is about it is, like, you know, people will say, well he's gonna bring you this and that offensively. All right, he plays 40 minutes a game. How many times have you seen Julius Randle play great defense in these playoffs? 40 minutes a game. Wow. Relax. 40 minutes a game. He's going to be out there. How many times a game do you think he's going to give you poor defensive effort? Now, sometimes he tries. A lot of times he doesn't. And there's footage all over the place. Like, I'm not talking shit. Like, it's all over the place. You can see it. I'm not blaming this game on Julius Randle. Like, you know what I mean? Like, we just got out-rebounded. I think it was 44-35 we got rebounded. Come on, bro. That can't happen. So, like, I'm not blaming this game on Julius Randle. But like I said, when the ball is in your hands for 30, you're in the gig. This is not another thing about Julius Randle. When the ball isn't in his hands, he's practically just there. He doesn't do anything. He doesn't set off-ball screens. He doesn't cut. He just stands at the three-point line and waits for the ball. How are you helping the team right now? With the amount of gravity you can cause and bring, why don't you run screens? Why don't you set a pick and roll? Why are you not the screener? Why don't you roll? Why don't you run pick and roll with Mitchell Robinson and throw a lob to him? Why don't these simple plays happen with Julius Randle with all of the damn talent he has? Instead, he would like to jab step for 5 seconds and then wait for the double team to come and then throw the ball away. How many times today did we see that? Let's be real. How many times? Shout out to the chat. I don't even know if anyone's in the chat. I'm not looking right now because I'm just ranting. So how many times have we seen Julius Randle just tonight alone? Just tonight. Get double team and throw the ball to a Miami Heat teammate. It just happens far too often for my liking because you see the double coming. It's not like this, the double's like, hey, got you. No, like, bro, they ran all the way up into you. They ran all the way up to you. And then they're doubling you now. What are you doing? How did you not see this happening? Where did that guy come from? Was he guarding somebody? Is that guy not open? Is he not good enough to pass to? And this is the thing about Miami Heat basketball versus the Knicks basketball. The Knicks basketball, they're looking for the guy to get the damn assist. Just pass the ball. Get the ball out and swing until there's a mismatch and someone's open at the basket. They make easy plays. They're not looking for the dribble step back all the time and making the crazy shots. Simple basketball wins every single time. You don't gotta be a hero. So all the times I'm seeing Julius Randle do what are you doing, bro? It works during the regular season. It does not work in the postseason. It just doesn't. It hasn't proven to work. You're getting outscored by RJ Barrett in less minutes. And RJ's just 22 years old. Not playing the greatest. But he doesn't have 6 turnovers and 6 personal fouls. Mitch, 7 rebounds tonight. It's just terrible. I'm not blaming Mitch. He's out there trying, bro. Played 33 minutes tonight. But that's... Think about that. He played 33 minutes and had 7 rebounds. Now, that just tells you no one on the New York Knicks had double digits in rebounds. That tells you everything you need to know about this roster. I mean, about this game. Nobody. Not one of them. Not one. Quentin Grimes, 3-8 from the field, 3-7 from 3. It was good to see Quentin Grimes out there shooting the damn ball again. I hate that we've come to that.
Good to see Grimes shoot the ball.
5 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 steals, 9 points, whopping 9 points, 41 minutes. I mean, I do like his defensive effort. I do like it. You know what I'm saying? Like, he spaces the floor. I like him in the starting unit because he spaces the floor. And he kind of like, you know, he knows how to get his shot and space the floor well with this lineup here. Brunson, 10-21 from the field, 2-7 from 3, 10-11 from the free throw line. This dude's like battered, bro. He's trying all he can to drag this team through each loss this series. And it's like all on Brunson's back, bro. Like, he's not been perfect. There's been plays where he takes... No one else touches the ball. He shoots it, and then they go down and hit a three. Happens a lot. But who else would you rather the ball be in their hand in that situation? That's where we've come to. I think we can learn a lot from the Miami Heat. Just swing the damn rock, bro. That's it. Just swing the rock. Keep it moving. Find an easy shot. After the third pass, somebody set a screen somewhere, backdoor cut, something. Give me something. Not standing around. You shouldn't, your best player, technically, should not be standing at the three-point line waiting for the ball if he doesn't have it. How are you helping the play? Am I bugging? Am I going overboard? All right, my bad. I'm done. Let me check the chat. Jesus. Bro. Shout out to the chat. Oh, boy. Oh, man, I'm sorry. I apologize. Damn, King. You are so happy to see me upset today. And it's cool. It's fine. I know this makes you happy. I get it. I get it. Bro. Is that the Heat? Nick the Chiefs? Oh, yeah. What was y'all? Man, it's cool. I hope y'all do well wherever you guys go, but the series isn't over. So, I hope that we like to stick our feet under a lot of guys. You guys shoot a lot of three-pointers. You guys, you know what I mean? I hope you be ashamed if something happened to those three-point shooters you guys have going into the next series. You know, since you guys like to step under Jalen Brunson's ankles and stuff. I act like we didn't see that, Caleb. That was blatant as shit. That was blatant as shit. We saw that. It's cool. You guys will be missing some more guys going into the next series. And it'll be in the Garden. Guarantee you that. You guys better not. Anyway. Oh, we got Joe. What's going on, Joe?
Hey, shit, man. Yo. Man. Yo, talk bro.
Talk to me, bro.
I don't know. I don't know where to go from here. Obviously, we still got to play another game. Hopefully, we can get a win back at the Garden to at least make this shit look respectable. It's pretty obvious that we're not winning this series. This team is, first of all, this team is really good. I'm talking about the Knicks. But they're not ready for this moment right now. No. This is beyond their depths. They haven't been here. They don't have any clue what it takes. I mean, how many times are we waiting for long rebounds to come to us instead of going to get them? Like, you can't wait around. This is not December. This is May. The game is played differently. The game is played with more desperation. The game is played with more, I don't know, force, more fervor. Like, the game is just played differently. Like, you can't wait around for shit to happen. You have to make shit happen. Julius Randle. I don't know. Now, everybody knows I've been the biggest Julius supporter. But I don't know how far this team could go with him on the roster.
Not far.
It's just too much standing around and too much watching. For as big and as strong as you are, like, not imposing any kind of will on defense, like, not making yourself, you're 250 pounds, bro. Like, make these guys feel you. Instead, you're basically escorting guys to the basket. He had a few plays, but it was one in particular that stuck out where he literally just stuck his hand out and let Jimmy go.
Yeah.
If you want to call it a closeout, once again, another, like, he had one in the last game. I believe it was on Kyle Lowry. He had one tonight on Caleb Martin, which ended up in a monster dunk, where it's like these closeouts where it's just so, it's no effort. And then he's pointing, and like, what are you pointing at, bro? Like, you're the guy that's supposed to be there. So I don't know what you're pointing at or who you're pointing to or who you think is supposed to be there to help you. You're the guy that's supposed to close out on that shooter, make sure he doesn't get a shot off, and then cut off the drive. Instead, you're flying out to the guy, lazily flying out to the guy, right? Your feet are all fucked up, right? You don't have the proper footwork to even play defense if the guy decides that he's going to put it on the floor. It's just not enough desperation. There's not enough effort. Bro. It's not enough of anything, bro. It's not enough of anything that resembles winning a playoff game. They're just not doing enough of any of it.
See, and this is my thing. I'm usually the guy who likes to look at, you know, things with an objective point of view, right? So the logical thing for me would be to say, all right, the last time these guys were in the playoffs, they got a feeling that they knew, all right, this can't happen again. And I can't sit here and say that they didn't learn anything. They're in the second round. Let's be honest.
Yeah, they're in the second. How many teams in the second round, bro? Like,
teams in the second round. Let's be honest. Anybody, you can ask any Knick fan. All they wanted this team to do this year was to do two things. One was make the playoffs, but two was beat the Cleveland Cavaliers. After that, we didn't really have anything. It was like, yeah, it's like once we beat the Cleveland Cavaliers, we should win the NBA win the championship. That's how you know there was no real, like, solid where this Knicks team is. Once you say that the Cavaliers is the max at to where we should be, that's it. That's the only team we're being in the playoffs. So, yes, they learned something last year, the last time in the playoffs versus the Atlanta Hawks. They wanted that hunger to get back in. I can see that they've learned something from the last time. This time, what did you learn? It has to be effort. Like, effort has to be the key, because my thing is that if you bring in the effort that Miami had, you can, this team with Miami's effort could win a championship. Let's be honest. This team, this talent, like if we just gave this talented team to, especially Eric Spoelstra, if you gave it to Eric Spoelstra, guarantee he can make something out of his roster, because there's just certain ways of coaching and effort and getting your guys to do things that, you know, now I'm not going to say that he could, I don't know how, I would love to see him unlock Julius Randle on the defensive side. I don't know who could do that. That guy is scary.
Yo, find me the coach, please.
That guy would be scary, but I don't think he's there.
But check it out though, right? So bubble, I would call it bubble because there was like 2,000 people in the stands, right? That version of Julius that year, right? That version that year was actually pretty good defensively. That actually Julius even got like one all team defense vote, if I'm not mistaken.
He did.
But like this shit, bro, this just watching a guy go past you. This just saying fuck it on closeouts, like you can't win with this version of him. Nah. And I don't know if that version of him from 2021, I don't know if he could do that on a consistent basis. I don't know if he wants to do that. Like, cause yo, at this point of the season, bro, it's fucking May, yo. It's all about want to. You know what I mean? And there's certain guys, Julius being kind of like the main culprit, really. I won't even say certain guys. There's one guy,
it's Julius, man,
that I see that does not want to do the hard things, bro.
He doesn't, yeah. And that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't want to get on here and just blame Julius for the loss, but he's the only guy on certain plays who just didn't give any effort. Like, just zero effort. And it's been all... It's been all series. Like, you know what I mean?
This is important to point out, though, bro. This is important to point out. There were a lot of Knicks standing around watching tonight. Let's just be clear on that, right? Like, the one rebound where Cody Martin grabs it and there's four Knicks just standing there.
Yeah, the whole fourth quarter. The whole fourth quarter, nobody grabbed the fucking rebound.
There was another play where Jimmy Butler drove into four Knicks and they literally just let him walk into the lane. Like, he literally just walked. He literally drove right between them and that's nobody did anything.
Great point.
So, yeah, I'm not going to bubble your head, Kenny Payne. Yeah, I guess. I don't know. Maybe. But that's an excuse. I'm not giving him an out. Fuck. Kenny Payne's been gone, bro.
Yeah.
So there's no out there. I don't care who's here or who's not here.
Facts.
Like, go out and handle your business. You're a pro. You need Kenny Payne to tell you to be a professional? Give me a break, man.
Bro, it's if just defensive effort, bro. Like, in terms of the defensive coach, if he can't get you to play defense, is it possible for you to play defense? Like, is that... How long has Tibbs been your coach, and this is the kind of defensive effort you're giving in the playoffs? How is this?
I tell you this, though. I tell you this. It's not a coincidence that the offense was far more functional tonight
when he sat
with the rotations that Tibbs had out there.
Yeah, well, he can't play RJ and Hart too. Yep, like you said.
Yeah, he didn't. He really split up RJ and Hart. That was necessary. It was actually one play that I was watching. And I kind of bookmarked it because it reminded me of a play from the last game. So there was a play where Julius had the ball at the top of the circles and Jimmy Butler was guarding Quentin Grimes. Mm-hmm. Now, what the Heat were doing when Josh Hart was in the game, when Josh Hart was the starting shooting guard, basically whoever was guarding Josh Hart was in the paint. And they would literally just get out the paint just so they wouldn't get the 3-second call and get right back in the paint. So what I noticed from Jimmy, Julius has the ball on the high post. He ended up driving away from Jimmy and taking a fall away jumper or some shit like that. Mm-hmm. But what I noticed was Jimmy couldn't move off of Quentin Grimes. Yeah. He couldn't have one foot in the paint. Like, he had to honor it.
Yes.
Like, the way that the Heat are guarding Quentin Grimes compared to the way that the Heat were guarding Josh Hart is night and day.
Night and day, bro.
So to the people who, and I'm not going to say any names because they're not here to defend themselves, but this person also has their own show, which I found out recently. I don't know the name of it. I don't care to know the name of it because I think that he's a fucking moron. But, like... To not understand, to go on and say shit like, you know, I don't blame Tibbs for not starting Quentin Grimes. Quentin Grimes is not it. Josh Hart is a better basketball player. We know that Josh Hart is a better basketball player right now, at this stage, right, than Quentin Grimes. Nobody's denying that. What people who know basketball are saying is that fit and spacing matter. You can't have two guys, right, at your wing positions, one who doesn't want to shoot, the other one who's a suspect shooter. No, one who is a suspect shooter and doesn't want to shoot, and the other one who's just a suspect shooter. And you're going to say, Julius and Brunson, go create offense with four guys in the paint. Like, the fact that basketball people need to explain this to you and you have your own fucking show is problematic. This is simple basketball, bro. Like,
and this is
your main guys have to have space, bro.
And more than anything, your main guys are guys that get all of their buckets in the paint. So you have to have spacing. You can't have any guys. This is the reason why we struggled when you had Josh Hart in the starting lineup, because all they had to do was pack the paint, daring Josh Hart to shoot the three, knowing what his main attack is to head fake and then drive. He barely wants to take open ones. Like, you look at his shot.
Open one, he took the one open one today in the first quarter.
Air ball.
And he got alligator arms and shot it 6 feet short.
Air ball. Bro, my man, yo, and then it sucked because you hear the guy say, lines it up. And it's like, nah, I don't say that.
Like, that's, you could tell, that's a guy who, he's a better shooter than that. But that's a guy who really didn't want to shoot it, and he felt forced into shooting it because the defense is just like, go ahead, bro.
Yeah, shoot it. Go ahead. I dare you.
Like, and if you play basketball, you know that it's the most uncomfortable feeling ever when they just don't want to guard you at all.
Yo, he needs to get a quick shot in. He needs to figure that out. Like, this offseason has to be catching and shooting and not thinking about it.
But the thing about his catch and shoot game is when he takes the shots that he wants to take, he's not a bad shooter. What the Heat are doing, though, they're making him take the shots he doesn't want to take.
See, you know what I mean? My thing is, if you practice that shot enough, you should be able to take it with the amount of times that the Heat are giving you this three. Like, yeah. They're wide open shots. It's not like they're contesting your shot and you're missing. They're wide open shots, bro. Like, you gotta take those and make those shots. And it's to airball them. It just, furthermore, and it, you know, Eric Spoelstra's just like, listen, I dare you guys to shoot. We'll pack the paint all night. Until you guys make threes.
And what I didn't want to do coming on here tonight, I didn't want to say that, because I'm seeing it a lot of copium from Knicks fans. We sound like Cavs fans now. If we did this, we would have won the game. If we did that, we would have won the game. No. If we would have matched the intensity of the Miami Heat, maybe we would have won the game.
That's it. Yep.
But
rebounding, like I said, it comes down to rebounding. And rebounding is what? Effort. If you don't match their effort, you're going to lose every single time. Every single time we made a run, they made a simple play and shut it down. Every single time. We made run after run after run. This game was, it looked like this game was over a long time ago. But we kept
What I do, Ricky?
Ricky, what happened?
What the fuck did I do?
He said, F Joe.
God damn.
I don't know. Wait, what did Joe do? I just now.
I don't know, bro. I mean, I must have said something that got under his skin.
I don't know. Maybe. I don't know.
Hey, I'm here for all the smoke, man. So.
What happened? Wait, Ribby, talk to me. What happened here? What did he do? Listen, like I said, I don't have too long. I got to get out of here because I got surgery in the morning. But I do want to get a few more stats up here before we get up out of here. Isaiah Hartenstein, I mean, he's not really going to show up in the stat sheet much. He's like an effort guy. He's one of the only guys.
Pardon me.
He's one of the only guys that have effort. You know, game after game, play after play. But, you know, these are the role players that we got, man. Our bench did not do anything tonight. Literally.
No.
Our bench did nothing. We had 10 points off the bench, guys. And just to, you know, think about 10 points off the bench. Let's look at this. 10 points off the bench. You know, let's count up how many points the Heat had off the bench. Quick question. Joe.
Mm.
Did you hear of Haywood Highsmith before the playoffs?
No.
Okay, cool. Thought I was the only one. let me see. Kyle Lowry, 15 points. Kyle Lowry alone. 15 points. Remember, Knicks had 10. The entire bench. Caleb Martin, the guy who can't shoot, who is 2-for-5 from three, by the way. Caleb Martin, 10 points. Remember.
Oh, he's not that bad. I told you he's not that bad of a shooter, though, bro.
People, but this is, come on. Talking about Knicks fans right now.
Yeah, 36% for his career, bro. That's league average. That's respectable.
It's pretty decent. You're a decent shooter. You can knock down an open one if you do that. Caleb Martin, 10 points. The Knicks as a whole had 10 points from their bench. So now that's 25 points to 10 just from two players. Then you got two from Cody Zeller, three from Duncan Robinson, which is just surprises me that he only made one shot this entire night. I'm glad because this would have been a completely different show if he'd have made three of those. 1 for 8 from the field, 1 of 7 from 3. And then you got Hayward Highsmith, who was 100% from the field, 1 for 1. 2 points. So, 32 points off the bench. Yeah. 32 points off the bench. This is what happens. This is why I was concerned when they said that Emmanuel Quickley was going to be out. This is not what you want. Is it what you want? No, this is not what you want. It just throws me off. Emmanuel Quickley, they said Emmanuel Quickley wasn't going to play, I'm like, well, this is going to be a problem. 35, then you see it. 35 points to 10. Now, am I saying that Emmanuel Quickley dropped 5? No, we could have used what? How many points did we lose by tonight? 8? Could have used 9 points. Just give me 10 quick. You know what I mean? I think that plays a huge part in it. And this is just what I wanted to show you guys. This is why it's on the screen. Like, we got to score off the bench. We have to. Our bench guys have to score. Shout out to the Knicks defense for keeping Gabe Vincent to a smooth, quiet 1 for 7 tonight. Have fun with that, because I'm not sure how long that's going to stay. But the one guy I want to see a slowdown is freaking Max Strus. It's like we can't figure him out. I don't care that Jimmy Butler and Bam Adebayo are doing their thing, but Max Strus, we got to figure that kid the freak out, bro.
Yeah, but to credit Strus, like, some of the shots he hit tonight were just like, okay.
Incredible.
You're just like, all right, what can you do about that, bro? And the timing of some of these shots by the Heat.
He's an energy guy. That's why. Strus is an energy guy. He feels every time they're in momentum, it's like that's the only time he shoots. He doesn't shoot when they don't have momentum. He knows how to get those.
You know what it seems like, though?
And everything. What's up?
Like, so I watch a guy like Cody Martin, right? I feel like Cody Martin could go to, like, any team and, like...
Caleb.
Yeah. I feel like Caleb Martin could go to, like, any team and contribute, right? Like, contribute in a positive way.
Facts.
But I look at a guy like Strus, I'm like... This guy doesn't play if he's on another team.
No. This team is built for guys like Strus. Yes.
Like, absolutely. This guy, he don't touch the court, bro.
Now, Caleb Martin is not going to be playing a lot on another team. Tell you that. But he definitely...
I like Caleb Martin, though, bro. Like, I think Caleb Martin got game, bro.
No. Really for do. Sure. I'm just saying he won't have this kind of role on another team. I don't see that happening.
I think right now he's not in his natural role, right? Nobody's in their natural role right now because Tyler Hero's out and Oladipo is out.
Facts.
I think that the role that he was in before those injuries is the role that he would be in on any team, and he would be perfectly fine in that role. Mm. I think he's a good player.
I agree. I can't disagree with you at all, man.
Like, he's a nice piece off your bench. And he's not afraid of the moment. He understands. It seems like all of these guys understand what's at stake. Mm-hmm. Whereas I watch some of the Knicks. I mean, I've accused RJ many times of just watching. You're not a fan. You can't be on the court and become a spectator.
Nope. You gotta be out there.
The Knicks did a lot of spectating tonight. I thought they did a lot of spectating in game 3. Or game 4, right?
Right.
Hold on. No, tonight was game 4.
This is game 4. You mean game 3.
So game 3, I thought they did a lot of spectating. Like, you got to play the game. There's a ball that's loose. You got to go to get the ball. Like, I can't stress this shit enough, man. And then, like...
Wait, Julius quotes... hold the hell up. On why they kept getting more offensive rebounds and loose balls. Maybe they wanted more. I don't know. That's been who we are all year. We got to find a way to step up and make those plays if we want to keep this season alive. Look within. How bad do you want it? These are Julius Randle's words, guys. It's like he's not... It's like he doesn't realize that he's talking to himself. He's gotta be the most frustrating star.
So I'm gonna leave it like this with Julius. I've been a champion, especially this season of Julius. Not so much last season, but definitely this season. I've laid off big time and I've changed my stance a lot. And my stance remains. That hasn't changed. But I will say this. I talk the way I talk about Julius and I defend Julius because I appreciate Julius. I appreciate what he's done for New York. I know a lot of people want to give Brunson all the credit, but he's a large part of what put New York back on the map.
Absolutely. He's the Amari of this shit.
Last year, he just needed a little help. This year, he got help. The team went to a level that a lot of people didn't think that it could. But I don't think that this is a guy who long-term you could go forward with. And I don't know what the Knicks' aspirations are. I assume it's to win a championship. And I'm not sure if this is a guy that you could go forward with to win a championship, just based on what I've seen. Now, does that change next year? I have no idea. But you can't have a guy who is this volatile, right, from one way to another. You can't have a guy who is laying it all on the line, leaves everything on the floor, like we've seen him do many times, right?
Yeah.
Like, we've seen this guy leave it all on the floor, play his ass off, play as hard as possible. And then you have in the biggest moments where it's like the energy, something is just missing, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just so frustrating because that same guy who we've seen, the same guy who we've seen on a whatever night that was of the week in Denver, who is diving on the floor for a loose ball and knocking it ahead for Brunson for a game, basically a game sealing dunk. I'm sure everybody remembers that night in Denver because we never go to Denver and win. Like, and he didn't even watch the play happen behind him. He just fucking goes to the bench, beating his chest, and he's fired up. Like, where is that guy right now?
See, but that's my thing. He's always been a guy that needed to be turned up. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's never in control of his own volume. And I don't like that. But I don't...
What? So, all right. So, let's address that, right? Because I was talking about that specific game, right? Because the first game that came to mind where I was just like, yo, this guy wanted this game tonight. And there's other games where he's left it all on the floor, sure. But that game came to mind because he dove on the floor for a loose ball late in the fourth quarter of that game. There's a reason why that came to mind. Like, there was no reason for him to be fired up that night. It was a night in Denver without Jokic. You know what I mean? Like, there was nothing to really, like, be fired up that night. If anything, that was a night where you would come out flat because they don't have Jokic. So why is this guy's battery turned up so far that night? And, like, in the biggest games of the season now, like, is he... I don't like to say shit like this because it's not funny. But, like, is he overly medicated? Like, what is going on, bro, that we can't get a version of him that seems to want to compete? Like, really compete, bro.
Like I said, bro, I just don't think he has control of his own whatever it is. I don't know why, because if you do, it should be consistent every single game. Anyone who has control, you know Jimmy Butler. Is Jimmy Butler up and down? Hell no. He is the same guy every single game.
So when Jimmy is down, right? Like, I think two of Jimmy's lowest scoring games of the season were against the Knicks in the regular season.
Mm-hmm.
But when he's down, I think it's more of him just being down.
Yeah, but when Jimmy's down, it's like it's because he's shooting bad. It's never because he just doesn't want to talk to somebody today.
Maybe, but I the reason why, it's not exactly a pushback, but I can't help but think back to that game against the Knicks where he had like 8 points. I don't know if you remember that game.
I remember that game, yeah.
Where Quentin Grimes basically just bottled him up all night.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't help but think back to that game and just think like, Jimmy was trying hard that night. And he couldn't do anything. But I felt like a lot of that was, one, I don't know how healthy he was.
There you go. And two, I was going to say that.
And two, like, I felt like he was in control, though. You know what I mean? Like,
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When Julius is having nights like that, you don't really know who's driving the bus, bro.
this is what I'm saying. Like, he has no control over what's going on. He just doesn't. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I mean, I don't know what we have to do to continue to find that, but that's just not something that we want to watch every single game. That's just personal. But anyway, this is going on a lot longer than I needed it to go on. Hopefully, when is the next game on? Wednesday? No. What's today? I'm bugging. I think it's Thursday.
Next game, what's today?
Today is Monday. So the next game
is Wednesday.
It's on Wednesday?
Yeah.
Okay. So next game on Wednesday versus the Miami Heat. Hopefully it's not our last game. 7:30 on Wednesday. And then if necessary, they will play on Friday. Which I'm hoping that they're playing on Friday again in Miami. But unless we come out being a completely different team, like as a whole, defensively, like effort every single play, you know what I'm saying? I don't know how we're going to do that. I don't think it's an energy. I don't think it's like these guys are out of endurance, like tired. Like it can't be that, man. Like it can't be that shit. I know someone, who was it that played for Miami that came here that was telling us about how Miami was? They had some training regime. That might have been Kenny Payne. Was it Kenny Payne that brought that over here?
Yeah, those guys over there, they're big on conditioning and stuff in Miami. But, right. I mean, I don't want to hear that shit, bro. That's an excuse.
No. I'm just saying there has to be something as to why. It can't just be a coaching, bro. Like, something, like, every one of those guys come out and they give effort. Like I said, tired can't be an excuse. Like, energy can't be an excuse. Like, just effort every single play, bro. Like, and being accountable. Like, there's no way Julius can watch this game and not be accountable for a lot of defensive mismatches, you know, and miscues that we saw tonight. Just, you can't be, you have to be accountable, bro. But anyway, that's all I got. I can't talk any. I don't know what else to talk about this game. But that's pretty much all I got.
That's all I got too, bro.
Yeah. Hopefully, we see a different team on Wednesday. But if not, we will see a different team hopefully next year.
we're gonna see a different team next year.
This will be a very interesting summer. I'm looking forward to it. For real. But thank you guys once again for tuning in to Garbage Podcast. I'm your host, Apollo Reed. Shout out to Joe for popping in and just venting with me real quick. But thank you guys for tuning in to the Garbage Podcast. And until next time, y'all have yourself a good one. Peace.
Peace, love, and orange and blue light.
That's it.